The system knocked out power to thousands in Salina and produced several tornadoes. But most of the damage reported so far has been from the golf ball to baseball-sized hail that damaged property and crops. Craig Dinkle is a crop production agent with K-State Research and Extension for Russell and Ellsworth counties. He says the wheat in his area had been looking promising this year, but that the hail damage came at an especially inopportune time when the grain is just beginning to form.
And at this stage of development, essentially, there won't be anything to harvest if it gets completely broke off.
Flooding from the storm remains a risk to people and crops in much of central Kansas, where some areas saw more than 4 inches of rain. For the Kansas News Service, I'm David Kondos in Hays.